Every Friday, we love talking majestic movies with our man Eddie from Jordan and Eddie's Movie Blog. How are we, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Today, we're heading off to Disneyland, if you will, for Cruella. Let's have a listen to the trailer.
You have a bit of an extreme side.
Yes, darling.
And what fun that is.
She stole my dogs.
I guess you must hate her.
She has made it me or her. And I choose me.
Don't worry. There's lots more bad things coming.
It stars two of my favourite Emmas in all the world. Eddie, tell us what Cruella's all about, please.
Cruella is, those Disney fans may have guessed it, about Cruella de Vil, the famous villain from the 101 Dalmatian series. And what we have here is an origin story of the pretty nefarious creation, really. And now a bit younger than we've seen her in past incarnations. She's played by Emma Stone. Sitting around the 60s period over there in England. And yeah, Cruella is very much a Tim Burton-like film, I would say. It's got that same kind of gothic vibe about it. And strangely enough, it might seem a bit weird before you see it, it's got a bit of kind of Joker about it too, about the origin story of this particular villain and how she came to be. Kind of one of those people that, you know, wasn't always all bad, but slowly but surely morphed into someone that's pretty detestable.
I was reminded of the second Batman film, which featured Michael Keaton and Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and it just seemed fairly similar, where an up-and-coming youngster is essentially betrayed by the boss, and that turns her into the evil genius.
Yeah, look, it is that, and I think one of the main things that probably Cruella suffers from is a sense that it doesn't really create its own identity about this character, really. It does seem to borrow a lot from other films that we've seen before that kind of cover this similar ground. So that was probably one thing I found a little bit disappointing. She's such a unique and iconic Disney villain in many ways that I think they could have maybe made her origin story a little bit more unpredictable or whatever you might want to call that. But yeah, look, it follows a fairly straightforward kind of plot device. And at the end of the day, it's a family film, you know, older kids and adults. It's certainly not one for the youngsters. I think that would be a bit too much for them. But it follows also a new release pattern that Disney are doing, which is where they release a film on Disney Plus for quite an extensive fee, where you can rent the film there or you have the chance to go watch it in cinemas. So they've got this kind of hybrid release. And look, Cruella would have certainly cost quite a bit of money to make. It's got some great production values. And yeah, Emma Stone, Emma Thompson, who's having a lot of fun with the role as a Baroness, who is virtually the person that turns Cruella to the dark side as such. And Craig Gillespie, who I'm actually a big fan of, his last film, I, Tonya, with Margot Robbie, was really good. And he's probably more of an indie director, and he does bring a bit of that kind of unique indie vibe to a big budget film, which is good.
That was a fantastic film, and I guess in a way very similar sort of storyline, certainly a dominating female character. The two Emmas, though, I'm looking forward to seeing them. They're in fine form.
Yeah, they are, and it's been a long time since I can recall seeing Emma Stone in a lead role. Look, from my memory, it was probably really La La Land from 2016-17 kind of period, where she won an Oscar and was really the talk of the town. And I believe it's probably a bit of a case of starting a family, and she's had a few years kind of in the background there. So it was great to see her in another lead role. And look, one of Emma Stone's great attributes is she plays comedy really well. She's got really good timing, and she's really quite good at delivering those type of darkly comic kind of moments. So she brings that to the role. And yeah, look, Emma Thompson is a proven performer, and this is an easy role for her. But yeah, again, she's having a lot of fun with it, and I think it's always good to see a great kind of thespian like her actually get to have fun with the role. Like, she does a lot of serious kind of things, and it's really good to see her here just really go all out, bit like Glenn Close from years back in 101 Dalmatians.
So what is your rating for Cruella?
2.5 street concerts out of 5. It's a bit middle tire, but I'm sure fans of the series will enjoy the film and finding a bit more about the villain.
I was expecting Dalmatians, mate.
Yeah, look, they don't play too big of a role here. I think they probably wisely subverted, too much conjecture about the poor Dalmatians that come to be later on in the Ville life. But it's a solid enough film without being great.
I suspect we'll spot more Dalmatians in the follow-up to this film, because surely that's why they created the origin story. That's Eddie's Majestic Movie Review. As always, he'll join us next Friday to talk more cinema. Thanks, mate.
See you then, Andrew.